This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, and my Moss Nissan Studios here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with a little conversation here about Mr. Senator Mitch McConnell and a story I'm looking at from the AP that says, if the House votes to impeach President Donald Trump, the Senate will have no choice but to take up the case against him, so said Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Yes. Now, it's important to understand what really happens here, because the full House has to vote. And in the full House, they need a simple majority.
218.
And so if that happens, then it goes over to the Senate. And Mitch McConnell said he would have no choice but to take it up. Now, that does not mean that he actually puts a trial onto the Senate floor.
Mm-hmm.
That necessarily means that it goes into committee, likely the judiciary. They will then look at all the evidence and determine at that point on a vote in the judiciary on whether to proceed or not. Okay? That's
mm-hmm.
way before you even get to a Senate trial.
Okay.
So there's a couple of steps that the Senate has to take. There's a trial, a full-blown trial takes place in the Senate. So he wouldn't even get to that point.
And the Republicans have the advantage on the Judiciary Committee.
Correct, but you have to have two-thirds of the Senate to impeach him.
Right. And how about the committee? Is that just a majority vote to get it onto the
yeah.
floor? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So... But
this likely wouldn't even be completed by the end of the year if, in fact, all those things fell into place.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to speed this along because by Christmas, by the Christmas break, they want to have this done in place to really tie everything up, my understanding, for the president for the following year.
It's just not going to get there.
No, they don't. I don't think they're going to get 20 senators. They need 20 senators, don't they?
But I don't even think it's going to get out of the House.
Oh, well, that's a possibility. I'll tell you what, the American people are mad as hell, and they are calling the House of Representatives, even though they're not there this week, but they are calling the House of Representatives, their senators, they're making visits. I know some people that went to see their congressman here in the district while they were back home again. They are mad as hell, and the Christian conservatives are leading the way on this one.
I wouldn't say they're necessarily leading the way, but they are an important voting bloc.
Did you hear what I sent you yesterday?
I did. I listened to them.
Wow.
I said they're not leading the way, but they are a very large, important voting bloc.
Yep, and
Let's see if I can find that here, where that is. That was unbelievable what I heard from, and I forget who that was. Who was that minister that
said? Pastor Jefferson.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick, because some people may not know about that. Oh, here it is. Okay. All right. Listen to this, folks.
Pastor, the evangelical vote in this country is obviously a voting bloc that all candidates pay serious attention to. What do you think the reaction is of evangelical voters around the country to this news of impending potential impeachment?
Look, I don't pretend to speak for all evangelicals, but this week I have been traveling the country and I've literally spoken to thousands and thousands of evangelical Christians. I have never seen them more angry over any issue than this attempt to illegitimately remove this president from office, overturn the 2016 election, and negate the votes of millions of evangelicals in the process. And they know that the only impeachable offense President Trump has committed was beating Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's the unpardonable sin for which the Democrats will never forgive him. And I do want to make this prediction this morning. If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, I'm afraid it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which this country will never heal.
Pastor, what about the previous part of Nancy Pelosi's statement before she talked about being prayerful? Real quick, she said, "We're not joyful." I mean, can we take that seriously when some members of her caucus, day one of the new Congress, said, "Let's impeach the blankety blank"? They seem pretty happy about it.
Oh, they are thrilled. They cannot contain their glee over this. But I, you know, have been asked the question, what should we as Christians do? I think we ought to pray too, but we ought to do more than just pray. We ought to take action, and that means calling our representatives and urging them to stand with this president. Daniel 11:32 says, "The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action." It's time to take action.
Pastor, thank you very much for your time on this Sunday. We appreciate it.
And that is exactly what they have been doing, because I've been talking to a lot of people that have been calling me and texting me and sending me messages, the Christians and the evangelicals and all that sort of stuff, and I'm telling you what, they are on fire, and that's exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Right.
I mean, that's why you've got some Democrats in some pretty interesting districts that haven't committed yet.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go dance and we're going to celebrate here. Denise Simon will be right back and we're going to celebrate with the music. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there in the right tab and find out what membership can do for you. Now, first of all, when you click on that logo, that the logo link that's right there, Gun a Day giveaway is going to drop down a little screen to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. And every day it changes at midnight. And then after you get done doing that, you'll see three different levels of membership if you want to become a member. And if you do decide to become a member, there is $474 worth of free stuff that you'll get for doing so, including some great United States Concealed Carry Association merchandise. Now, that includes the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning magazine that 2 years in a row now has won just about every award that there is for guns out there. So, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and good luck. Want to hear about you winning a gun. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
The Ukraine. You did a lot of research on Ukraine, and you've got an article that you haven't written yet, but you're working on it. So tell us about that.
All right, look, the fired prosecutor that Biden bragged about, his name is Shokin,
mm-hmm.
and he issued a 12-page statement, a very exacting statement, not only in English, but he also did it in Russian, and he was very careful with his words so there would be no misconstruing of what his statement is.
Okay.
About what Biden did. Now, Biden goes over to Ukraine and says, hey, dude, to the prosecutors and to the president at the time of Ukraine, and says, leave Burisma alone, but more than that, here are some other things that you're going to leave alone. And the prosecutor, Poroshenko, went to the prosecutor and said, okay, you're going to have to, you know, quit investigating this. And I mean, it was heavy duty. I mean, it was real pressure. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just some phone call.
Right.
And so Poroshenko goes to the prosecutor and says, hey, you're going to have to leave this alone. The prosecutor says, I'm not leaving it alone. I'm not leaving it alone at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, they're holding up $1 billion. So for the good of the country, because of Obama and, you know, ordering this with Biden as his messenger,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be dismissed. So, now, we do have necessarily a right to tell them how to deal with some cases, but we don't do it on an extortion basis where the United States is going to withhold $1 billion in subsidies.
Right.
So the prosecutor said, okay, well, you know, if it's for the good of the country and this and that, I will go ahead and resign. So they forced the resignation. But the fascinating thing is, there was a Ukrainian businessman in all of this,
mm-hmm.
and he is from Ukraine. He's exceptionally wealthy. He's kind of like a huge oligarch by the name of Dmitry Firtash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is it, and Dmitry Firtash was also part of the discussion that Biden had, leave him alone and do not allow Dmitry Firtash back into your country. We know he's a Ukrainian citizen, but he's traveling. Or that he's coming back into Ukraine, do not let him in. If you let him in, then he is to be arrested. So the order was by Biden, get a armed militia at the airport just in case. So they would not let Dmitry Firtash back in. Now, why is that? Well, Dmitry Firtash was one of the people from which Paul Manafort was in partnership with. They had a couple of deals together, and then another one was they were going to raise about $500 million because they were going to essentially buy the Drake Hotel in New York and redo it. But apparently the Obama administration did not want Ukraine to handle this one. They wanted the United States to handle this one. So we issue an arrest warrant for Firtash.
Mm-hmm.
And in Austria, it was like, you know, this isn't enough. We don't really like this, but blah, 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 blah. So then the United States said, okay, well, we won't use Austria. We will use Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So then Spain accepted the arrest warrant and then it had no choice but for Austria to arrest Firtash. Now, here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
The Andrew Weissman, investigation. I don't call it the Mueller investigation, certainly after his testimony.
Right.
It wasn't the Mueller report. It was the Andrew Weissman report.
Right.
It nicely left out all of the, they obviously went after Manafort and Rick Gates, but they didn't go after Firtash. They didn't even mention Firtash.
Mm-hmm.
The question is why? Because it would lead to the Biden investigation. So we now know that there are many still unanswered questions out of the Andrew Weissman Mueller investigation.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, that not only is Attorney General Barr directly involved in all this right now, but so is it Mr. Durham.
Well, of course.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
That's been the case. And, in fact, Barr assigned Durham.
Mm-hmm.
So... Barr was in Italy last week for almost a week. And now the New York Times and the Democrats are all upset because Barr seems to be running his own investigation. Well, he gets to. Okay? And now they're implicating Australia in all of this. Well, dude, so they're saying that Trump has pressured Australia to get involved. That's actually the exact opposite. Australia wrote a letter to Attorney General Barr and said, we heard what Trump mm-hmm. wants, and we are fully ready to cooperate. In fact, we want to cooperate.
All right. Can we take I got a question here from Eric. I'm going to read it to you because he just sent me a question via the Internet. He said, wasn't some of the groundwork for the $1 billion loan to Ukraine, which then Vice President Biden declined to give, laid out early in 2009 and 2010 because the Obama administration wanted to bring Ukraine under the sphere of influence of the EU and break off their interests with the Russian Federation?
Well, that was one of the issues they had with Firtash, because Firtash wanted to be part of the EU, but they also he was also very cautious because of the implications with Russia. So we now know that this whole thing should have come up in the Mueller report, and it didn't. So I would be challenging several about why that didn't happen. Now, let's talk about the fact that that Barr and Durham and whoever else are actually using or going to, you know, Britain, Italy, and Australia. We also had this treaty with the treaty that Clinton did with Ukraine on what is called mutual mutual law enforcement or mutual legal assistance.
Correct.
Okay. But we have that pretty much with every country. That's why we have what is known as extradition treaties.
Yeah.
Which means we always talk about, you know, cases internationally where a potential criminal we need to get back, or we are going to help another country prosecute this criminal.
Right.
And that's why we have things like extradition treaties. So the Democrats have gotten nothing on what they're accusing Trump of doing in this phone call with Ukraine. Furthermore, we also use Interpol. So
okay.
you always have international cases, and I would also argue that the FBI has got offices in many foreign countries, many of them.
Yes.
And they are there not just in a diplomatic post, but they are there to help that country, and that country helps us prosecute international criminals. And there are a bunch of them.
Very quickly, here's our favorite caller. Good morning there, Mr. Bagamon Bob.
Hello.
Yeah, make it quick because we're running out of time. Make it quick.
Okay, is it possible that we, at the end, that we'll have enough to charge both Bidens?
All right, thank you, Bob. All right, what do you think?
Well, Joe Biden was really operating under the orders of Obama.
Sure.
And you know, he didn't make the trip to Ukraine with those threats without Obama knowing about it. He didn't just say, hey, dude, you know, I'm going over to Ukraine. I'll be back in a couple of days. That's not how it works.
All right, to be continued. Thank you very much, Denise. Very fascinating stuff, and we'll be back later. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. I'm telling you what, this is unbelievable stuff going on here. No days and times in the world in which we live, but I'm not surprised. Nobody else should be.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats have now subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer who was at the heart of Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden's family. That was after one of Trump's staunchest defenders, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has now said he would have no choice but to consider articles of impeachment if the House approves them. Democrats moved aggressively against Giuliani, requesting by October 15th text messages, phone records, and other communications that they referred to as possible evidence. Schools in Montana took their earliest snow days in history after a blizzard dumped several feet of snow, while plunging temperatures threatened crops across other parts of the Rocky Mountains in an unusually early blast of wintry weather. Freeze warnings are in effect in parts of Utah and Idaho, and temperatures are expected to drop into the lower teens in each of those states, as well as Montana, in the overnight hours. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment here, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I'm telling you right now, if your job is up in the air and you're not making $50,000 or $60,000 a year in 14 short months, you can be right there, right on the ball. So we'll tell you all about that, but here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many now have chosen to go the technical school route and come out of high school with a high school diploma, general high school diploma, and have a trade that they've learned, like welding or pipe fitting, or maybe they're a plumber, or maybe they're an electrician, or maybe they're a heavy equipment operator. But if you're going to enter into a union job, you're going to start out as an apprentice, and you're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter. So if the rate is $12 an hour for an apprentice, let's say, to be a welder, you're going to get $9.60 an hour. Now, if it's $10 an hour, you're going to get $8 an hour. If it's $15 an hour, you're going to get $12 an hour. The reason I'm saying all that is because at National Aviation Academy, they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. Now, check them out online, naa.edu. Make sure you schedule an appointment to take a tour at one of their campuses, Concord, Massachusetts, in Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right down here, Tampa Bay, Florida area. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. That's the National Aviation Academy, online at naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door for you wide slap open. Okay, now the Army had an aviator soldier killed in a UH-60 Black Hawk crash at the Joint Readiness Training Center at Fort Polk, Louisiana. He's now been identified. We don't have his name because the next of kin are being notified as we speak. This just happened a day and a half ago. And the Army reached its goal of recruiting by getting 68,000 active duty soldiers in during fiscal year 2019, with roughly half belonging to 10 military occupational specialties and more than 34% of the entire recruiting pool destined for combat arms. In other words, they are grunts in the infantry. That's what we call them. And the Army has released the names of the non-commissioned officers selected for promotion to Sergeant First Class, and that's congratulations to everybody that made that list. In the meantime, the Navy fired an admiral because of an off-duty incident. 2 months after assuming command of the Navy's Expeditionary Strike Group No. 2, Rear Admiral Eric M. Ross was fired in connection to an alleged off-duty incident. Wow. And a carrier accident in California killed a 21-year-old seaman in San Diego following a fall off the aircraft carrier's elevator. By the way, the USS Constitution, the oldest commissioned warship still afloat in the Navy, will be open to the public starting tomorrow through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you'll be able to get back on the USS Constitution and take a tour. I can remember being on that years ago, and down below deck, it was not made for anybody that was taller than 6 foot. I'll tell you that, because we had to scrunch down to get through underneath there. Now, many of the nation's foremost sea power experts met to consider the role of aircraft carriers as guarantors of national security, and they all agree that the United States still needs more aircraft carriers. So we'll see how all that plays out. And by the way, melting sea ice, increased shipping, and shifting defense priorities are now factors in deciding whether or not the U.S. military will reestablish permanent facilities in Alaska's Bering Sea region, as they had once before. And the Alaskan Islanders want it. They're saying, bring it on, we want it. And by the way, the Type 1 Navy working uniform, dubbed the Blueberry, will no longer be authorized for wear as of today, according to the timeline sent up by the U.S. Navy 3 years ago. Bye-bye, Blueberry. Those were the Blueberry camels that they wore. And by the way, the U.S. Air Force is reporting that a large chunk of the border wall funding was diverted from Air Force and Marine projects in Guam. Well, at least we're getting the wall, right? And there's quite a report behind the heavy C-17 Goldmaster III transport aircraft that departed Bagram Air Base, Afghanistan, and raced to its first aerial refueling point off the coast of England. More than a dozen U.S. airmen watched the clock, knowing the life of a badly wounded U.S. soldier hung in the balance, and they flew 8,000 miles to save the life of that wounded soldier, and they were able to do it. Thank goodness to the dedication of that crew. By the way, 700 Marines have taken the Corps' mission to Norway, marking the latest troop rotation into a country where American forces have, for the past several years, been focused on cold weather tactics. And investigators completed a two-week examination of the charred wreckage of the scuba diving boat, but could not determine yet what ignited the fire that killed 34 people off the Southern California coast. They will continue to investigate to see if they can come to a conclusion. Now, veterans, some of New York State's landmarks were illuminated in gold to honor the Gold Star families whose loved ones died in military conflict or were permanently disabled yesterday on Gold Star Families Day in New York State and around the country. And more veterans are giving a thumbs up on how they're treated when seeking Department of Veterans Affairs health care, according to the annual Our Care survey released by the VFW over the weekend. And that's a good thing, finally. By the way, the DOD is reworking arms sales to curb civilian casualties and counter China. And Latvia is wondering how to weigh cyber for government purchases with one eye on neighboring Russia and the other on the future challenger China. The Baltic nation of Latvia is planning to roll out new guidelines for cybersecurity in 2020. Northrop Grumman, by the way, just netted $1.4 billion for Japan's next 9 E-2D aircraft. The company earlier this year delivered Japan's first E-2D early warning aircraft from a four-plane contract awarded in 2014. And more than 300 former U.S. national security and foreign policy officials have signed a statement warning that President Trump's actions regarding the Ukraine are a profound national security concern, and securing an impeachment inquiry by Congress to determine the facts. Wow. So that would be the Bush bunch again, and the Obama bunch. Those guys are at it again here. And by the way, the parade marking 70 years of communist rule in China is going on today. China's secretive military will offer a rare look of its rapidly developing arsenal, including possibly a nuclear-capable missile that could reach the United States in 30 minutes as Beijing gets closer to matching Washington and other powers and weapons technology. Well, sure, they stole it from us, right? They stole it from us, so no wonder. And by the way, the whistleblower is scheduled to testify before Congress, but lawyers are saying they fear for his safety. Now, those are their words, not mine. They fear for his safety, so they think it's a guy, I guess. All righty. Well, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Then, of course, coming up in the next hour, hour number four, we've got Ron Edwards. And then right after Ron Edwards, we will have the one, the only, Kathy Chamberlain, author of Rules for Deplorables. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, I've been driving around a brand new Nissan Murano available from Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and it's definitely a cut above, because if you're like me, you like driving a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, and this is the one. Now, Nissan CVT transmission and powerful V6 engine gives you plenty of get-up-and-go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and at 30 miles to the gallon without even trying out on the open highway isn't bad either. By the way, I got 35 miles to the gallon on the interstate the other day. 35 miles to the gallon with the cruise on. Now, every new Murano comes with exclusive Moss Care maintenance, as well as free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, with preferred pricing on all your new and used vehicles. Now, there's no better program for those who serve, so take advantage and tell your friends. Go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, Moss Nissan at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey and on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And remember, there's a new one coming soon here in Tampa, Moss Nissan. That's MossNissan.com, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, Listen, a little banter here back and forth. The swamp is beyond parody, but the American people really aren't laughing. Now, there's a handful of real pressing concerns in the minds of American families today. Most people that I know, that I talk to, they want pro-worker trade deals such as the USMCA. They know more jobs are involved. They know that more money is involved in that. They want affordable prescription drug prices. They want strong border security. How about gun safety? And even a bit of progress on any one of these issues would bring a huge sigh of relief from citizens that Washington is finally putting them first. But, Chris, it's not happening.
No, none of it's going to happen. So it's all well and good. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to see anything done on any of these fronts moving forward. It's going to be all this nonsense all the time. That's the strategy that they're running right now. It's kind of like, you're a football coach and you're planning to play a team, and this is their game plan, and this is what we're going to see moving forward. And I don't expect really much of anything else. I think you're going to probably see one scandal after another scandal after another scandal after more nonsense moving forward. That's what they're going to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Denise Simon and I just had a conversation here about 30 minutes ago, and what's coming next is the Biden scandal with both Hunter and the father, because there is stuff going on, and not only is the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, involved in investigating, but so is an Attorney General Barr, and there is stuff there on the Bidens that is going to create a problem for them.
Yeah, but if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? You're going to see some of this stuff, but is it going to play out in the media? We can talk about a myriad of different things that could be investigated, but unless the media runs with these things, I think most people are not going to find out about them. I know that there's major issues in regard. We knew this beforehand.
Yeah.
This is not new. It's not new news, Matt. I mean, you've known about this. You've known about some of the improprieties that have taken place. It's just, they're not covered.
No.
So, like I said, does it matter?
Well, we'll soon know, because there's going to be a lot of tit-for-tat going on here. And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Chris, let's talk about China for a minute, because there's a lot of investment going on by the Chinese government. They're purchasing stakes in private companies. I guess it's to keep private firms alive in the United States. What say you?
The Chinese government is part of the problem we have while working on this trade deal, is the stake that they take in various different companies. It's hard to compete with companies if the government's backing them and they end up becoming omnipotent. We do that to some degree with some of the subsidies that we give to certain companies out there, and I'm not a fan of any of that, quite honestly. But China does it to a much, much greater degree. I'm a big believer, if you really want to have a fair trade and fair business, is that the subsidies need to go away.
Now, California, and you were an athlete in college, so you ought to be right up on this one. California decided to allow college athletes to be paid, and a big blow to the NCAA rules. Now, the paying was as far as endorsing products.
Listen, I don't have any problem with it at all. I know a lot of people who are supposedly, the conservative point is that, oh, you're ruining college athletics. Wait a second. I said, listen, if you don't want to do that, then allow the kids that, especially playing in sports like football, where you can get injured very easily, then your career is done, allow them to go pro when they're 18 years old. They allow baseball players to do it. They allow tennis players to do it. They allow golfers to do it. Allow basketball players to go pro right away. The NFL free ride on college as far as the player development. And it's not right. I said, this is sport where, you can go to college and you go, fine, you get yourself a scholarship, and college education is not inexpensive, but it's also not full football pay. And you can get injured in your first or second year, and then that's it. You don't get to play, get paid to do what you want to do. And what they're doing in California is just saying, hey, listen, if they're going to use your likeness on a video game, why shouldn't you be paid for something like that? To me, it's just not constitutional.
Now, I find this amazing after the missile attacks and the drone attacks on the Saudi refineries, but they are just about back to 100% capacity, and Saudi Arabia's state oil giant, Saudi Aramco, plans to pay a base dividend of $75 billion in 2020.
Aramco, they're still not public yet. They're looking to go public. Obviously, the damage to the facilities wasn't nearly as bad as it was made out to be. Not even close, obviously, because they were predicting that to be offline for an extended period of time. So, yeah, that's good to see. And, again, I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that entire thing and all the nuances that surrounded it.
And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski. He hosts the Watchdog on Wall Street show. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can go there, find out all the different stuff that he's got going on. Catch his podcast over there, too. By the way, not to be outdone, but here comes Bernie Sanders again. He laid out a plan, and oh, my goodness, he's calling for a massive income inequality tax on top firms. What the heck?
Yeah, this is this tax has to do with the salary of the CEO as a percentage based against what the average employee makes. And every day it's hard to keep up. There's some new plan to tax people. It's one thing that they like to do is take other people's money. And a lot of these wealth taxes and other things, quite honestly, they're just theft, to be quite honest. This is a little bit different. He wants to judge what CEOs make based upon everybody else and then tax them on that. The latest scheme that they have out there. Most of it, again, all nonsense.
So the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman warns that a war between his kingdom and Iran would bring down the global economy because oil would go up well over $100 a barrel.
Oil above $100 a barrel, with the amount of oil that we're pumping out of the ground, and that you're aware, we have another pipeline coming
That's right.
online,
That's
which
right.
could add another million barrels a day in capacity. It's a lot.
Yep.
It's going to be a difficult thing to do. We could even do more if we wanted to. So, $100 a barrel is something pretty horrific has to be taking place, quite honestly.
Right, and our oil that we're getting out of the northern areas of the country, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, are really starting to add up down below. By the way, who is Forever 21? They filed for bankruptcy.
It's a retail company. You see it oftentimes in malls. That a lot of times they like to blame it on, so it's Amazon's fault online. The company's been around for a long time. They just overexpanded, went to too many places. Didn't keep up with some of the trends, fell behind, and that happens in retail. It does. If you don't stay on top of things, you overexpand, you get your kneecapped right there.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll catch up to you again tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're going to the top of the hour break, and when we come back from that break, Ron Edwards will be on the air, followed by Kathy Chamberlain, author of Rules for Deplorables, bottom of the hour. This week, chapter number 9. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.